In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. I have come to believe that Saint Joseph, the father of Jesus, is the patron saint of everyone for whom life didn't go quite like they'd planned. And so I'm guessing he is the patron saint of most of us. I know me. Things happen in life. And I picture poor Joseph, and here he is to be betrothed, and all of those dreams that one has when one is getting married, and the plans of getting married and having children and jobs and a house, and those things, that picture you have in your head, that path that you have set for yourself. And then he gets this news, which must have been incredibly devastating at first to him, to find out that his beloved was pregnant, and he didn't have anything to do with it. and how scary that must have been for him, and heartbreaking. But he was a good man, and he wanted her to not be shamed and hurt, and so he was just going to quietly sort of let her out of the engagement. And then an angel appeared to him and explained the story and said, "It's okay. Marry her. Trust in God. God has big things planned for you." And so Joseph said, "Okay." We hear a lot about when Mary, her big moment, when she said, "Okay, I am a servant of the Lord. I will do this." And this is Joseph's moment of saying, "Okay. I'm going to trust God." And then big, crazy things happened, and things that were totally out of his control. And he had to go, they had to go on this trip to Bethlehem, and then they had to go to Egypt, and all of these things that were so out of his control. And that's why I see him as the one to whom we pray when things aren't going quite like we planned, because I think he gets it. I think he's been there. These things happen to us in our lives. Death happens, unexpected death, unexpected birth. Birth happens in beautiful and planned ways, but it still sort of, you know, it veers things off. But other things happen. Job loss, deployment, sickness, taking care of sick children, sick parents. All of these things happen, children that we have who then make choices that control our lives. So many things that sometimes are out of our control, and life, then you have to adjust. You have this picture of where you think your life is headed, and then stuff happens, and then you have to adjust this picture, okay? Well, I guess this is what life is going to look like now. And then something else happens, and you have to adjust again. And life happens, and that's life. And all of this sort of begs the question, who's in control of all of this? Well, all of this stuff that happens to us, the good and the bad, is this stuff that just happens? Is this God doing all of this? I remember the movie Forrest Gump, right? You know, life is like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get, that one. And at the very end of the movie, he's standing at the grave of his beloved, and he is pondering these questions. And he's saying, you know, is life all laid out for us? Is there a destiny that we all have? Is there a plan? Or are we just floating along like a feather in the wind, and just stuff just kind of happens willy-nilly? Is God in control of everything? There are those who believe that God does control absolutely everything in our lives. Every meeting, you know, there's no coincidence, it's all God instances, and that God controls absolutely everything in our lives. And then there are those who think that God sort of lets us go, created us, and then kind of lets us go do our thing. And I think most of us fall somewhere in the spectrum of figuring that out, of where, how much control God has over our lives and our destiny and things like that. And the nice thing is, we don't really have to know the answer for sure. We're Episcopalians. We don't have to know for sure and have a black and white for sure answer. We can be okay with mystery, and that's all right. But what we do know for sure, what I believe and what I can find comfort in, is Emmanuel, God with us. God is with us. That in those times when life is crazy and we don't quite know what to do, I don't know about you. There are times in my life when I feel like I am in a river, and it is God's will, and I am just going along for the ride, and I'm right where I'm supposed to be, and things are cruising along, and it is God's will that I am where I am. And man, that feels good. And then there's other times when it feels like I'm standing in the middle of Times Square in New York City, and it's just, there's this chaos, and I see no signs or directions for where I'm to go, and I don't really know what to do. But in those times, I know Emmanuel. God is with me. Jesus is with me. I am not alone. So that as I'm figuring this out and I'm praying about it and trying to hear for guidance and trying to listen, I know I'm not alone. I remember when I first accepted my call to the priesthood. I was living in West Africa at the time, and I had a little apartment, and I was sitting there, and I'd had a big fight with God. Big fight. And one that never turns out well. And finally, at the end, I said, okay, I feel that I am called to the priesthood. I will accept this calling. And I remember getting a sort of an image at the time of this huge boulder that had been teetering on a cliff that all of a sudden, when I said okay, like just teetered off the cliff and was rolling totally out of my control. And there was nothing I could do about it then. I had said okay, and that was it. And I didn't know what the course of events was going to be from then on. But I knew I wasn't alone. So it was going to be okay. That is Joseph's call to us. That is the importance of the sacraments. That is what this sweet baby girl is going to know for her whole life. That she's never alone. Because Emmanuel, God came into the world to be with us in a very real way. It's the gift of the sacraments that in the messiness of life, and life is messy, things happen that we just don't plan. And in all of that messiness of life, God is there with us. We are not alone. God is there in the baptism, in the messiness of the water, in the bread and wine. If you're on the altar guild, you know it is messy stuff, that bread and wine. God is with us in our marriage. We are not alone. That is the message of Joseph. That is the message of Christmas. God has come into the world so that in those dark times when we don't quite know where to go, we know that we are not alone because of that naked baby that was born and cold and in the world. We are not cold and naked and alone in the world. And so we pray, O come, Emmanuel. We thank you, Lord, that we are not alone. Amen.